I know I'm a little nuts, but I really want you to get results, because guess what happens as soon as you come up with a plan? Opponents show up, don't they? Yes, there's three kinds of opponents. If you read any good story, you watch any good movie, as soon as the main protagonist has this desire and they get excited about it and they come up with a plan, then sure enough, opponents come to oppose it. That's what creates drama in your life. And there's three opponents. Number one is the external opponents. That's going to be all the other people. They're going to call you in the morning, or, by the way, if you want to do this in the evening, obviously you can do this evening, or at your lunch break. You can do this hour of power at whatever time works for your schedule or for your body. But the ideal time, again, is in the morning. But the point is, the minute you try to do this, the opponents show up. The phone starts ringing first thing in the morning. There's all these other projects, all these other demands that all want your time and attention instead of giving it to yourself. And when you come up with a plan, the same thing happens. All kinds of resistance will show up. And if it's not from the external opponents, it'll be from the intimate opponents, the people close to you who love you dearly, but they don't understand. You got to have time for yourself. Your kids want this and want that, but if you don't take time for yourself, there's not as much of you to give them, is there? Same thing for your spouse. You know, the people around you, your friends who don't understand why you can't talk to them right now. Take those friends on a run with you, on a walk with you. Get them to do the hour of power. I love to do this with my lady. It's one of the great things we share together. We do it side by side. And then after our end, we share our celebration. But also, there's the internal opponent. You know, the parts inside of you that are conflicted, saying, yeah, I really want to do this, but I also want to do that. You've got to put the opponents at bay. And the only way to do that is discover what are the beliefs, which is going to be our next step. What are the beliefs that are conflicting you? What are the beliefs that are stopping you? See, whenever you're upset about something, it's because of the beliefs you have. Beliefs control behavior. Whatever you do it because of your beliefs. And you may not know what those beliefs are because often they're unconscious. So we're going to discover the beliefs that may be holding you back and the beliefs that will move you forward. But I have to say this to you. You've been extraordinary. You listen to me babble and dump the whole load on you at incredibly intense pace. Something that most people go through a seminar for, you've been doing in this results workshop. So I want to give you a chance to have a victory right now if you want to limit your time today. So if you want to stop now just for today and start tomorrow with beliefs, you're welcome to do so. But let's remind you, here's what you've done today. You've gotten clear. You've got to get disturbed. You can't accept things. You can't make it. It's okay. You got to say, never again. This is done. Not in a minute, not in a day. This is changing. Step two, you got to make a decision about what you do want. You don't want to just be upset. You want to be sure what you're after. Something that'll get you stay up late, get up early, and really go for it. Something that drives you. And then thirdly, you got to come up with your initial plan, that massive action plan. We don't get excited. We don't change things by a little action here or there, or trying something. We do it by just going full force at something and taking some massive action right now. So today, if you want to, take some action right now. Review what you've done in your journal. Take an action today. Turn the CD off. Or if you're one of those people that just can't stop, that wants to complete this workshop right now, that's as insane and crazy as I am, then continue to listen to this CD and we'll go to step number four. And that is, you've got to change your limiting beliefs. First of all, what is a belief? You know, we think of a belief as a thing when a belief is really a feeling. What a belief is a feeling of absolute certainty about what something means. If you believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that if I invite you to walk across fire, you're going to burn, then there's no way you're going to get yourself to do it. But if you're familiar with my Unleash the Power Within weekends, then you know for a fact that we've had literally 750,000 people from every age, from 7 years old to 87-year-olds, that have crossed this fire. If the only thing stopping us is a belief. See, if you don't believe you can ever get yourself up at 6 a.m., you're never going to. If you believe you have to have 8 or 9 hours sleep, you're going to make sure you get it because you don't believe you'll function without it. As you believe, so is it done unto you. Sound familiar? Whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right. Because when you feel certain about something, you're going to find it. You're going to make it happen. If you're certain that you can't succeed, you're going to look for all the reasons why you shouldn't even start, because who wants to fail? Beliefs control our behavior. Now, sometimes the belief is unconscious. Like, you know, you've been taught your whole life, look before you leap. But you're also taught he who hesitates is lost. Figure that one out. Very often we have conflicting beliefs. But I can tell you this, whatever you're feeling, and whatever you're doing is usually based on a belief, and you may not be conscious of it. If you're starting to feel really angry or really frustrated or really sad, I'll give you a little question to ask yourself, and I'll probably talk about this a couple of times, and that question's simply this. What would I have to believe to feel this way? What would I have to believe in order to feel this way? See, for me to be angry about this, I have to believe that this person has control of me and I can do nothing about it. Well, when you start to realize what you'd have to believe to feel a certain way, you start to say, wait a second, I can do something about that. That isn't true. And it breaks the hypnosis that the belief has. It takes away the certainty that you're at the effect of things and gives you the opportunity to take control. Does that make sense? The same thing can happen if you're feeling really sad. Why am I feeling sad? Well, in order to feel sad right now, what would I have to believe? I'd have to believe that nothing can ever get better, that I'm overwhelmed and I can't change anything, that, you know, I'm at the effect of it all. But you know what? We all know that's BS. Belief systems, right? But see, when we tell ourselves something over and over and over again with enough emotional intensity, we start believing it. It becomes an incantation. Most of our beliefs are things that we heard or saw, we felt a lot of emotion about, and then we repeated it to ourselves again and again unconsciously or consciously until we felt certain. And certainty is such a great asset. When you get yourself certain about what you can achieve, what you can do, what you can change, what you can make happen, who you can love, what you can connect with, what you can create. But when you're certain about your limitations, you got a real challenge. And you know what? Most people know more about their limitations than their assets. Do you follow how important this is? Psychology is everything. You know, you got to get disturbed. You got to get clear on making yourself a decision about what you're committed to. What's that result and why? You got to get a plan, a real plan, and you got to schedule that plan. And you got to make sure you got a set of beliefs in place that you've decided to live by that will get you to follow through on a constant and consistent basis. Let me tell you what's great. As soon as you start to get any results at all, you'll get momentum. And with that momentum, you'll develop new beliefs. So if you can just get yourself in gear, you're going to get the kind of results you want. So here's what I want you to do now. I want you to write down, in the past, what are all the beliefs you've had that have kept you from following through on this goal? So if you said, well, I've been wanting to write songs forever and I haven't done it, now be honest with yourself. In order to not follow through, what did I have to say to myself? What did I have to rationalize? What were my beliefs? Well, I don't have time for this. You've said some of them before, but I want you to write down the specific beliefs and then write down, what are the beliefs you're going to live by now that will get you to follow through? So if your old thing is workouts equal pain, and the new one is not working out is the ultimate pain because being disappointed with myself is the worst emotion on earth. Plus, working out, second belief, is easy and fun because I can do it, I can schedule it, and if I schedule it and I do it, every day it'll get easier. Every day I'll enjoy it more. Write down first the beliefs that kept you from taking action and write down now the beliefs that'll empower you. Come up with at least 3 beliefs that used to limit you, ideally 5 or 6, and at least 4 beliefs, ideally 5, 6, or 7, that are new beliefs that'll get you to follow through on your new plan. Go for it now. Please take the time for this. This is very important. Okay. I really hope, because I can't see you in this moment, that you're really taking this seriously and taking the time to do it. And if you're driving and you feel like you really couldn't pull over, I want you to still do this in your head. So assuming you did it, let's go through this for a second. Here are a couple examples from people around me here. One of the people here, the person who was having difficulty losing weight, the young lady said that she realized her limiting belief was, if I'm successful, people might not like me. Now, we all need to feel loved. And I said, where'd that come from? She said, well, when I was growing up, and she said, I got around the successful girls, the girls that were popular. She said, when they realized I was really smart, they classified me as a nerd because I was successful in school and they wouldn't spend time with me. And so she said, I started believing that if you're really too smart or you're too beautiful, then people might not like you. And I said, what's your new belief? She said, people won't like me unless I love myself. Isn't that fantastic? Because it's the truth. Then her second belief was, other things are more important than working out. And then her new belief is, nothing is more important than making sure that every day I'm making myself more healthy and more vital. The third belief she had that kept her from taking action was, well, it's not that bad. And her new belief is, it's terrible. Now, listen to the language she used here, because this is why she's really motivated to change. She didn't say, oh, it really isn't very good. She said, it's terrible. Every pound I gain is eroding who I am as a woman. So that kind of belief system, that new belief, will move her to action. Do you follow? I mean, so few people ever allow themselves to be disturbed long enough to do anything about it. Man, they get disturbed, they instantly want to get rid of that pain. Let's do something right now, instantaneously, to feel good so I don't have any drive or motivation. You don't want to kill that. Then the few people that keep that usually just stay there in the pain and don't do anything, and they beat themselves up. Oh, yeah, here I am. Let me tell you what else I've screwed up on. As opposed to those that say, okay, this is not good enough. Not another day, not another minute. I am changing this now. And then in that mode, they then get focused on the result. They don't focus on the past. They focus on the future they're going to create now. And they focus on why, so they find that drive. So few people do that. It's a joke. That's why so few people ever achieve. And the few that might do something like that rarely come up with a real plan. And even if you get to that level, here's why most people never get any results, because then their old beliefs take over and wipe out the plan. Do you understand why we've taken the time to do this now? It's so important.